Right, so about last spring sometime, we had a little questionnaire, I don't know if anyone remembers it, about what can we do to help each other follow Jesus more in more areas of our life. And that's what Sundays is for. Sundays is for people who want to be following Jesus. So one of the main things that came back, people's response was if I read the Bible more often. In fact, did it say read the Bible and pray? Or was it just more time with God? Okay, more time with God. And so at the beginning of the summer, four of us got together to spend some time thinking about what we've done, how, and what's happened and worked for us, and doing some resource investigation and finding, you know, things that could help other people. And then we tried them out, and so today we're going to report back to you basically on our experience of reading the Bible. And and then there's, we've got all these resources here so everyone can have a try of some of the things. Now, we want to encourage you and not to lay guilt on you. We want you to be moving closer to Jesus. So really for us, if you're not experiencing God in what you're doing, then it's not worth doing. That's how I feel, certainly. And so the reason we want to be reading the Bible is to be experiencing God, and not to be being religious and legalistic, that sort of thing. But we do want to be moving closer to God. So we have a little image here about moving closer to God. And so this is to make everybody think about where they are and what they're doing. So here's Jesus, a little symbol about Jesus. And so I think the circle is to represent people who would call themselves Christians, would be inside the circle. So let's put some dots on. These are people, these dots. This is where, maybe where you are. So some people might be really close to Jesus, and some people might be on just new Christians on the outside, inside the circle, but still far away maybe. And then some people might be outside the circle, but maybe moving towards Jesus. So it's lovely to be really close to Jesus, but are you following him? Are you moving closer to him? And so we have these arrows. So some people who are really close to him might be moving further away from him because of just, you know, the sort of stagnating or whatever. For some people, you read your Bible for half an hour every day already. And that's brilliant and like, wow, and that sort of thing. Is that moving you forward in your spirituality? Is that making you more like Jesus? And if not, what do you need to do to change to make it more spirit-filled, more life-filled, maybe? And maybe some of us don't read the Bible at all, don't know anything about the Bible. Then that's easy, because that's a sort of, you know, you can just, anything's better than nothing kind of thing. So just a little thing to think about where you are now with that. And the Bible says that knowledge puffs up, but wisdom builds up. And so that's part of why I want to say, if it's not about meeting with God, then it's not worth doing. So, I mean, now, don't take me, get me wrong there. Sometimes it's really good to get an overview of the Bible to understand it a bit better, if you see what I mean. So that when you then do read, you know what's going on, because you know the big picture. Okay, so sometimes that's really useful. And whether you meet with God when that's happening or not, I don't know, but maybe. So we're all going to talk for a few minutes each now about what we've done over the last few months. And then we're going to have a time, there's four stations, four different types of things we've found, and we'll move the chairs back and stuff and everybody have a go. So we've got computery things over here, we've got audio things over here, we've got Bible study notes type things over there, and in that corner we've got some sort of alternate things you can read that aren't strictly the Bible, but they are related to the Bible. And yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay, so me. Okay, when we started this, I said, oh, can I be in that group? Because I don't feel I'm very good at reading my Bible. And the sort of the reason that I wasn't very good at reading my Bible is partly because I'm dyslexic. So as a child, teenager, I was very late to read for myself, and it's a lot of effort for me to read when I'm tired and that sort of thing. So that's sort of a putting me off thing to start with kind of thing. But I do read. In fact, now I read for pleasure as well. So that's not an excuse, but it's quite maybe where I've come from, if that makes sense. And when I have tried to read the Bible regularly by myself, I found it very dry and not found God talking to me at all. And probably at the beginning of the summer, I would say twice in my whole life had God spoken to me whilst I was reading the Bible. Now, that's as opposed to God speaking to me through scripture that I'm remembering. And God did that a lot more often. So I remember one time really powerfully getting out of the car at Sainsbury's, and it was almost like he whispered a scripture in my ear. And it was about provision. So we'd suddenly had a bit more provision of money, and I was really grateful. It made the Sainsbury's shop a bit easier. And God was like saying, "See, this is me loving you," you know. So God would often speak to me through scripture. And you say, well, if you didn't read the Bible, how did you know the scripture? A lot of it was like listening. I went to the Thought Church where the minister would preach through Daniel in 10 weeks. So we'd, you know, a chapter a week, he'd really went into detail and this sort of thing. So I heard the Bible a lot. So I knew quite a bit of the Bible. But it wasn't a way I met with God. Not at all. Except for, I'd say, twice. And one time I was 11, and the other time I was, it wasn't that long ago. I was 30, let's say. I might even have been 31. And I was reading this to Bethia. This is the Jesus Storybook Bible, which is fabulous. And I showed it to the others in the group, and they all bought one because it is, it's really good. And it was particularly the bit about the fall. I was reading the story of the fall to so when Adam and Eve eat the apple. Okay, so Adam and Eve have eaten the apple and suddenly realise they're naked and everything looks scary and this sort of thing. And Adam usually loved to hear God's voice and would run to him whenever God was in the garden. But this time they ran away from him and hid in the shadows. "Where are you?" God called. "Hiding," Adam said. "We're afraid of you." "Did you eat the fruit I told you not to eat?" God asked them. Adam said, "Eve made me do it." "What have you done?" God asked. And that was it. That was God talking to me. When I read to Bethia, "What have you done?" Oh, I just felt God's heart breaking. Oh, what have you done? And he wasn't saying, "What have you done?" You know, it wasn't like when you walk in and the kids have made a mess. "What have you been doing? Oh my goodness." He wasn't saying because he didn't know. He did know. He was just saying, "Oh, my perfect world is broken." And that went on for months for me. From that one moment of reading that story to Bethia, I spent months with God, of God going, "Oh, I love my world so much, and it's so broken." And that led to loads of prayer and this sort of thing. So it doesn't have to be a lot. I'm talking about my experiences now as well. So this Bible, fabulous. If you are new to the Bible and have never read it before, I would recommend reading this first, actually. Lots of people say read the Gospel of Mark, but this is lovely. You get a lot of the major stories, but you get this love story going through the Bible, from creation to the fall, and then most of the Old Testament is all about stories about how God's going to rescue us. The rescuer is coming, and God's going to make us. So the parting of the Red Sea was about, and one day God would make a way. You know, he knows that we can't get back to him. He is the way. He's making the way through the Red Sea, you know. And he talks after the fall, he says, that's not the end. Normally that would be the end, but God couldn't leave it like that. And he made a secret rescue plan. So all through the Bible, they're talking about God's secret rescue plan that he and Jesus made before time began, and how Jesus would come and be our rescuer. And it uses a lot of the same words. It talks a lot about God's never stopping, never ending, never giving up love. And it's just, it's lovely, it's fabulous, I love it. So, and it's all really like short, it's bedtime story chunks as well. So it's, you know, 5 minutes, you can read out loud in 5 minutes, generally, I think. So I've really been blessed by that. And the other bits of it have blessed me as well, actually. The revelation was good. So that's my recent, my past and my recent, whilst we were doing this, I also tried the story, which is a bit like a grown-up version of this, and I think it's at the back over there. Yeah, and it's called The Story, and it's the Bible's words. So actually, you could almost start with this and then read the story and then go sort of the whole Bible, if that makes sense, because it's the Bible's words, but telling the story in order, because a lot of the Old Testament's not in order. And there's four Gospels, but in the story, it's been squished into one. So that was good as well. That was helpful. Mostly, though, because... I particularly like the Gospels bit of that, actually, because it had somebody's favourite bits kind of thing from all the Gospels. So the story was good. I tried daily notes. I did that whilst I was on holiday, and that was quite nice because I was on holiday maybe, but I didn't really get on with daily notes. And I tried listening. There's some listening things over here, but I didn't like that because there was just too much background noise for me. And that's me. Yeah. So what I've learned is to stop when I meet God. So now I'm reading the Bible actually on my new tablet this week, and before that from my normal Bible. But what I'm doing is I'm sitting down and saying, right, I'm going to read the Bible because I want to meet with you, God, and I'm listening, sort of thing, and stopping when I feel touched, when I feel he's spoken to me. So I'm not reading a chapter or just one verse. I might just read one verse, but I'm reading until I felt like I've met with God, and then I'll sit and pray normally for a bit. So it doesn't have to be lots and lots. And I think that's one of the things that was putting me off reading the Bible, is people say, oh, just read a chapter a day. But for me, that was quite a lot. So some of these things we're talking about on the computer, there's 25 words thing that they'll email you, I think. Is that right? Yeah. And so you just read 25 words a day, and that might bless you. We'll see. Anyway, so...
At the start, I have used on and off for most of my Christian life, which is years now, is I've used Bible in a Year, which is a chunk of, it's already split up for you into a chunk of Old Testament, chunk of New Testament, Psalm, or a bit of the Gospels and a couple of Proverbs. And I've used that on and off for an awful long time, so much so this is my third one because I've worn two out because they collapsed. But I was finding, because the only time with small children that I got that was sensible was last thing at night, is that I would fall asleep after about the first eight words of the psalm that I was supposed to be reading. So I needed something, I got into a bit of a rut, needed something new. I might very well come back to this when I have a little more time. I also, because I get chance to drive for half an hour to work in the car on my own, I do quite a lot of singing because I'm like Paddington Bear. He says he likes singing, especially the loud sort with actions. I quite like that. And also my children, if I sing much in the house when the kids are around, they go, Mum, you're being the E word, which is embarrassing. And I say, I'm not even trying. You wait until you're a teenager. I'll be really embarrassing then. But particularly a lot of kids' memory verse songs I found have spoken to me very powerfully. Anyway, needed a bit of a refresh, was in a bit of a rut. Tried a few things out. For me, I found I needed to have the text of the Bible and a bit of a sort of pointer with it in the same place at the same time, because, yeah, I didn't believe how difficult it is to get a Bible and a something or other else. And I have my phone with me all the time in case school rings up because when the kids are ill or whatever. So I got my technical advisor here to set up so that into my email on my phone every morning pops something called Word Live. It doesn't look as pretty as that because it's text only, and it gives me a little chunk of the Bible, sort of, you know, 5 minutes worth of reading, and a little bit of comment to think about. And I find that quite a good anchor for my day. I sometimes get some time on my own first thing because I get up and leave for work before the children do. On one famous occasion, I dropped my phone in my porridge. Not recommended. But that has been a really good way. And I would have to say, most days, I've got a little slot. you know, that's a good thing to do because it's a little chunk of time. And if you're the sort of person who needs to checks their email every day or has a smartphone and you've got some email comes through your Gmail account or something that comes through to your smartphone, that might be worth doing. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. But it's a really good way of, like, no, God, you know, anchor my day with you. The other thing, I've tried various other things, but none of them lasted longer than a day. The other thing that I've read about, which I found fantastically helpful, is what's called the Celtic Breath Prayer. And it's a very, very old practice. And what you do is, I imagine that the God is there, which he is, and he promises to be. And I breathe him in, like, and I've got these situations here, or just things that are going on. And I breathe him in. And as I breathe out, I imagine I'm sort of breathing out the situations mixed up with Jesus and his spirit. And it just really helps, particularly when I'm in the classroom. Those of you who don't know, I work with exciting children and often work one-on-one or one-on-two with those who are struggling particularly. But to, as I'm turning away from them to move to another child, to just be able to... because I can't say things out loud, but that's quite an effective way of my heart speaking to God's heart to mix, to bring his spirit into the situation and into that child's life. Been really useful. And that's about it, really.
I'm feeling a bit nervous. I haven't got any notes. And if anyone else had notes? that's good. I found it really difficult when I first became a Christian because everyone's saying you've got to do a daily Bible reading. And when I got to church, I was like, everyone said it's got to be a daily Bible reading. So I was kind of doing all my schoolwork, which is a lot of A-level history reading. So it's quite serious, brain-blowing kind of things. And then I was sitting down every night going, now I have to do half an hour of my Bible reading. 10 minutes later, I was snoring and the children were running around. And it just doesn't really work at all. So I was feeling really guilty and kind of caught up with it, which is why I wanted to volunteer to get involved with this, because I wanted to find a way of doing it to get closer to God, not just to tick the box and, you know, it's kind of a ritual done. So I'm really pleased. I feel like I have kind of broken that, and now my time with God is lovely, and I do feel that it's actually bringing me closer to God, which is the whole point, really, isn't it? So I found one of the things that's been really nice is Francine Rivers' books, in that it's just, you know, a really kind of easy way to read. Yeah. And this one, it just, you know, this one, when I first became a Christian, really, I'm going to get like raised now, a bit emotional, really did kind of break my heart and make my heart kind of thing, because it really does show God's love beautifully. Plus, it's set in a history context of the American West, my favourite history topic. So that's really nice. The other one as well. Yeah.
Not for under 18.
Yes, definitely not for under 18s. It's not, yeah, just because it's hard to understand parts of it. Yeah, good point. And actually, some of her other books, I've tried reading those, and that's not quite been the same. I think some of them, you have to kind of be in the right place at the right time. And since now, I've kind of been able to read the Bible, enjoy it more. I haven't read it so much, but it kind of did start me on the road really well, which is really great. And this one as well that Rosie's recommended is absolutely fantastic. I mean, literally, my children read half the Bible, which is amazing now. And this one came with CDs as well, read by David Suchet, which is lovely. So that's really good. And I feel, because I got a bit obsessed with the whole academic side of it, I had to understand the order and why it was happening, and which you don't actually have to, but I did feel that I needed to understand a bit more. That's really come across really well with that. And the questions the kids have asked from reading that has been really, really lovely. And, you know, they offer to go and pick it up and read, so that's really lovely. And at the moment, I'm really enjoying this one, because part of it is kind of just the fuss of going, right, okay, I've got the kids in bed, it's 7:30, I've got a pile of marking downstairs, where do I begin? By the time I get the Bible together, get myself in a room, get quiet, it's just a very rare once a week kind of thing. So that's been lovely, because it's all in there, and it really directs you, and it really does focus on the fact that God just wants to be with you, and that's what the time's all about, and so that's been really lovely. But sometimes it's nice to get a kind of power verse to kind of get you going through the day. So sometimes, I'm confessing this in front of my husband, I do lock the loo door and go, right, this is my moment, and ignoring you all downstairs, now he knows. And we've got 3 toilets, which is good. And then I have kind of just a daily scripture one, which is really good. But I have recently entered the 21st century And I actually have an app on my phone, which is called the Daily Bible, which is lovely as well. And often it's quite nice to read that, like sometimes in the staff room and stuff, I'll kind of have a sneaky look, and then kind of just think about it on the way to work or in a quiet moment during the day. But it is lovely to have, you know, the 20 minutes or whatever of quiet. You know, it doesn't always happen, but when it does happen, it's really, really nice. So.
Purpose-driven life, yeah. Right, I grew up in a Christian home. My parents, as part of the nightly routine, used to read me Bible stories when I was very young. I know the Arch Bible books backwards and really enjoy them, and so learnt all of that. And after that, I grew into doing in theory, a quiet time. I had the Scripture Union kiddie Bible notes, which I then used to use the teenage ones that they brought out and things. But I have to say, all the way through my Christian life, I have struggled with managing to do that every day. There are times when I can, times when I struggle. As a kid, I learnt about trying to do 2 or 3 days in a row, because you get behind with the dates, and then you find you're sort of back 3 days, and you've got to catch up and all of that. And so it at times was really, really quite difficult. More recently, I guess I try to read a chapter of the Bible a day and then spend some time praying and meditating on it. And there are times when that really works for me and I find I can do it, and I'm doing it every day and I'm enjoying it and doing it. And there are times when it's a lot more sporadic than that and I struggle to do it. But I have to say, when I do get back into it, I've always felt that God's there with open arms, welcoming me back, and just wanting to spend time with me. And that's, I've always felt something I found very encouraging, and it's been great. So what's worked for me while I've been doing this? We've talked a bit about CVM, Carl Beach. They produce some things called the manual. They say they're for men, by men, 60 days of notes, a no-nonsense guide to a man's walk with God. I have found them to be really great. They're basically, everything's there, so you've got a verse of scripture, you've got a little bit about the verse, and then a prayer. And for me, the way it works best is if I do it first thing in the morning. It's something you can go through fairly quickly, and then it's there in the back of my mind, and I'm thinking about it through the day, and it's something I mull about and meditate on. So I found that really good. Just to give you an example of one that I enjoyed, which says, I'm not able to find it now. So they say, put prayers in kingdom living. The verse is, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. That's from Romans. And they go on to say, this isn't a rant against pork pies. I want us to think today about the moral plagues of apathy and laziness. I'm not so much talking about the sort of laziness that keeps us on the sofa when we should be up and about doing stuff. I want us to think about spiritual laziness. And a lot of stuff they're producing at the moment, they get into a topic and you think, wow, they're going to go down here. I know all about that. And then they just move it slightly. And it really does make me think. So those are really good. Probably more so if you're a man, but they're good. The other thing I found really good is this thing called 90 Days Through the Bible. It's a book written by Chris Teagle, and basically for each day you've got a couple of pages to read about a portion of the Bible. On day 10 I did the whole of Leviticus, so that was done, dusted and everything. No, not quite, but it's really good. It sort of picks out the highlights from the book in the story, if there is that. It talks about what you learn about the nature of God from the book or the chunk of scripture you're looking at. And I'm really looking forward to when I finish this, to actually have it there beside my bed with my Bible, so that if I'm looking at a chunk of scripture, I might go back and refer to some of the things he talks about in here. And I've been finding that very useful. Just read you a bit out of here, which really... got me, if I can find it quickly. It's about Joshua. It says, right at the starting off, he writes, The book of Joshua is about taking territory. It has obvious literal meaning for its time, but also many spiritual parallels for ours. God has called each of us to enter into his promise, receive an inheritance as co-heirs with his son, and help shape his kingdom by working for him and allowing him to work through us. Along the way, we will need to be strong and courageous, adhere unwaveringly to God's ways, avoid compromise and unhealthy alliances, and persevere through trials and long battles. We saw all of these lessons in the conquest of Canaan. It's a template for how we enter God's promises. I've never thought of Joshua like that, and it really spoke to me when I read that. I thought it was great. So there's that which I'm enjoying at the moment. So that's really the couple of things that I've found good. So as Rosie said, what we'd like to do now, we've sort of got perhaps 10 minutes, 15 minutes, is give you an opportunity to look at the various things that we found. So over here we've got iPads and laptops set up. You can even sign up for the Word Live that Sue talked about. There's an Australian Bible Society initiative where you can get emails of 25 words of scripture that you can read and think about and help you through there. So all of that's set up. So if you think that'll help you and work for you, come along, register, put your email in, and you can start getting the emails today and see how that goes. Over here we've got some video resources that we found, which isn't much, and also a couple of audio stuff. So if listening to things works for you, there's a really brilliant one, an American one. It's basically a Hollywood movie soundtrack of the whole of the Bible. It's got people like Samuel L. Jackson, Blair Underwood, Denzel Washington starring in it, and it really is an amazing thing they've put together. You can download it book by book, or you can buy the whole thing. It's there on my iPod. Have a listen. You can listen to the book of Luke, which I've got. It has to be said, for the four of us, it didn't quite work because on my ears couldn't pick up the words with all the sounds going on in the background, the sound effects behind it all. But it did help. But it is very good. So do have a listen to that if you're interested in that. There's also the UK Bible Society produced a free resource, which is an audio reading of the Bible, just the New Testament. They do it in, because it was to be done through Lent, four chapters a day, but you can quite easily break that down to a chapter a day if you want. We've got it in MP3 format on disk, so if that works for you, take a disk away, load it onto whatever you listen to stuff on, and it'd be great to have the disk back so we can pass it on to other people who might be interested in it. But so that's there. Now the back of one table we're going to have, there's the sort of more traditional Bible study notes and the other stuff that helps you to read the Bible daily. Have a look at that and see what you want. And then the other table at the back is the stuff that maybe will help you get into reading the Bible if it's something you've not done before. So the story Bible that Rosie mentioned, I'm looking to get hold of that offer when she's done with it and get through the Bible in 31 days. So Bible in the Year's got nothing on that. So. No, it's excellent, and I read the chapter on the birth of Jesus, and the way they interweave the account of John and Luke and Matthew, I thought was really, really clever, and it was really good. So we've got the story of the Bible, we've got the novels we talked about, there's a comic Bible, so teens, that might interest you, and you might be interested in this Hollywood thing as well, and there's some other resources in the children Bibles and that kind of thing. So we'll move the chairs out of the way, do have a look around. Stuff there, if you're interested in it, if you want to sign up, I can order it for you. We are asking you to make a contribution towards it, if you could please. But obviously, if money's a little bit tight, then do speak to me or one of the core team members. I'm sure we can sort something out. And everything is on these sheets of paper produced as well with links, and it will be up on the web now, hopefully. So it's all there. So do dig into it if you can.
Just to finish off with a couple of things, I hope you found the stuff that's out there helpful. Firstly, I read an article in Christianity Today, and in it the guy was saying 20 years ago when he was preparing for the ministry, one of the things they talked about with spiritual practices was how the whole thing was an Olympic discipline, or learning to be a concert pianist. You needed to practice, you needed to do it, you needed to train, and you developed it and it improved. And over 20 years, he's now not so sure that was the correct thing. He feels that God sets the bar really, really low, and that he just loves to spend time with us. So you've got Rosie talking about, you know, when I've met with God, I'm there and that's it. And I'm talking about how you know, feeling God welcoming me back when I came to it. And he goes on to tell a wonderful story about an old lady who says, well, you know, this is what works for me. Don't know if it's right or not, but my spiritual practice is that I wake up in the morning and I say to God, how will you love me today? And some days he says, I'll love you while you nap, so I nap. And other days he says, I'll love you while you walk, so I walk, and we see where it goes. And so he's really saying, you know, it's about the relationship, it's about spending time with God, and it isn't so much about having to do it and do a set thing and the training and all of that. You know, God just loves to be with us, and it's the relationship. Final thing we want to share with you with this video that we found that's on the Word Live Facebook page. There are links to it, and I thought this was really good as well. Thank you.